Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to thank Canada more sincerely for its leadership of the committee over the course of this year. Many thanks also to the ISU for their tireless efforts throughout this year. It has certainly not been an easy year, but Canada's perseverance and the great work of the ISU, we were able, even at the last minute ahead of this meeting, to make significant progress and to navigate all the obstacles that came our way in 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, with Chile and the United Kingdom having completed their obligations under Article 5, we now have 32 states that are still in the process of implementing commitments under Article 5. In addition to these states, there are a number of states that may be affected by anti-personnel mines of an improvised nature, but that have still not considered this matter within the framework of the convention. Many of these states are in a position to meet our aspirational date of 2025, and others are in a position to make significant progress towards completion shortly after this date. We thank states' parties implementing Article 5 of the convention for their updates during this meeting and for their continued implementation efforts. We look forward to working with all these states together with Norway and the two new committee members following their election on Friday, these being Belgium and Sri Lanka, to ensure that we add value to their implementation efforts and to ensure that we achieve the purpose of our committee, which is to ensure that Article 5 is fully implemented as soon as possible, while acknowledging local, national, and regional circumstances in its practical implementation. To do this, we will need to ensure a robust dialogue with all of you. And Zambia is looking forward to taking on this task. I thank you, Mr. President.